The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott are with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to the best of Friday's racing. Plenty of racing coming your way on Friday as well. Brighton, Haydock, Musselburgh, Newmarket, Wolverhampton and Tipperary through the course of the day. And some good stuff to get our teeth stuck into as well. Mr. Pimlott, good afternoon.
A very good afternoon to you. I can't remember which one you are, can I?
I'm Alex.
Alex, that's it.
I'm the one that's not Mark.
I get mixed up with Mark. And then who's the other lad with the beard?
The other lad with the beard? Kellner?
Kellner, yeah. Kellner. Yeah, you three are sort of very similar, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
very similar. I'm moderately offended by that, Pimmers.
Are you really?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. How do you think they feel?
How's things?
All good. Excellent. Good. Excellent.
Still having trouble remembering people's names?
Yeah, well, it's the onset of that disease, isn't it? You know what I mean? That we're all trying to chuck money into the boxes for.
What's your son called, the one who works here?
Malcolm, I think.
Yeah, that's the one.
Our Malk. Yeah. Rum fella, isn't he? Rum fella. Yes, indeed. Just happy to be here on the right day.
Yes.
Excellent stuff.
Yes, that's true. And if we look outside the William Hill Radio Studios, there is sun, Pimmers.
Unbelievable. Goodness.
Who'd have thought it in August?
Exactly. I mean, Tuesday I was at Doncaster Sales. Absolutely horrendous day. Mm. Never stopped raining from the previous night till yesterday morning, I don't think. And then all of a sudden, news headlines this morning, Suffolk or Surrey or somewhere down south, had a month's rain in one day.
Really?
Well, hello. That's been happening in the north of England for the past 3 or 4 weeks.
It has been.
But it's not news.
No.
Because it's the norm.
Okay. Pimmer's there with his north-south divide coming
nothing
out.
Wrong with those lads down south. Nothing wrong with them at all. As long as they stay there.
Pimmers, I'm going to ask you to retract that statement for the good of the podcast.
I retract that statement.
Good.
For the good of the podcast.
Well done.
And for all our listeners in the south of
exactly.
England, south of Watford Gap.
What about the ground, though? Because obviously it has had a massive bearing on racing this week. It's made it very hard punting-wise. Oh. And it just seems that no one really knows what to make of it. We saw over 100 non-runners, I think I'm right saying, yesterday.
But again, with the 48-hour declaration, that's the negative, really, isn't it? Because you can get such significant ground changes, and that was it. And you can imagine that when you've declared on good to firm ground up and down the country, and then, as you say, you get a month's rain in one day, it's certainly going to make a significant difference to the ground. And that's why we got lots of non-runners. We've also got lots of non-runners today, Thursday.
Mm.
So, you know, that's going to just take its toll. But that's just one of those things, isn't it? You know what I mean? And that's where I like all-weather racing.
Mm. Well, you know what you're getting.
Well, tonight, no non-runners at Newcastle.
Massive, at time of recording.
Yeah, and massive entries there. Mm. And only about 4 at Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
So, you know, that if you're an advocate of all-weather racing, that is one point that you can put up, can't you?
If we we're not going to have a look ahead, but just mention Saturday's racing. Not the strongest Saturday that we've ever seen, but Shergar Cup weekend at Ascot. And we've also got decent action at Haydock and Newmarket as well. A Phillies Group 3, the Sweet Solera at Newmarket. And at Haydock, we've got the Rose of Lancaster Stakes and a Phillies listed contest, the Dick Hearn Stakes as well, to look forward to. As well as all of the action at Ascot. Shergar Cup.
Brilliant.
You like it?
Yeah, fabulous. Absolutely fabulous, because it's a day for the non-purists. It's a day for the guy who takes his family to the races once a year. It has a completely different take on the whole aspect of racing. You've got some worldwide jockeys there as well. You've got a real strong female team, and I think it makes for a great day out. I think, like I say, it just puts a different slant onto the whole thing, and it brings in a lot of just once a year racegoers.
It's just something a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And providing you do that, well then, you know, you'll have a nice day out and you'll have a nice day punting if you're of that ilk.
Yeah.
And again, you might take a team on, think, well, actually, that team of riders is the strongest team, so I'm going to back them, maybe rather than backing the horse, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a great innovation, and I think it gets well supported.
Okay.
And even Ryan Moore's not anti it.
Mm.
Well, you know. So yeah. It must be good.
Possibly. Yeah. Okay. Right, let's move our attentions to Friday's racing then. We'll start at Musselburgh with the 2:30. It's a condition stakes over 5 furlongs. Just the 6 runners set to go to post here. We'll have to wait and see how many do turn up. Although at least those who have declared for tomorrow's racing at least know the state of the ground.
Yeah, they'll have an idea that the ground's going to be like that. And obviously, I think the forecast is for it to dry a little bit. So that'll be all good. So yeah, possibly Friday there won't be such a glut of absentees.
As for this condition stakes, there's a standout contender, and that is Rumshack.
Yeah, it is indeed. No two ways about it. Michael Dodd's having a real good year of it, actually. He's on 50 winners for the season from 280 runners, so around about an 18% strike rate. And this Rumshack, well, he was a readied winner at Carlisle back in July, and then he ran well enough in defeat at Thirsk over 5 furlongs the last time we saw him. So he's fairly unexposed. The conditions of the race certainly suit him. If this was a handicap, he'd be giving lumps of weight away all round. As the case, he isn't doing that. And basically, it should be a steering job for Connor Beasley. For Rumshack to win quite cosily. I thought Golden Academy is a speedy sort, a son of Zebedee. Again, this sharp 5 furlongs at Musselburgh could well suit him. He could be the danger. And the filly right at the bottom, Falabelle, she could improve for the two outings that she's had so far. She possibly didn't enjoy the heavy ground at Newbury last time out, and again, slightly better ground here at Musselburgh could well suit her. But I would imagine Rumshack will be short, but should win.
Okay. That is Rumshack then in the 2:30 from Musselburgh, and that is a, well, it's not the strongest conditions race.
No, it isn't. And he's certainly framed for Rumshack to get the job done.
Yeah, that does look fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
Let's see if the 4 o'clock is similarly straightforward. It's the Archerfield Cup, a handicap over 1.06 miles, and a pretty wide open contest this one. We know pretty much everything there is to know about these horses, although there is one standout progressive horse that's still down at the bottom of the weights for this race, but has gone up in the weights significantly in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Sebastian's Wish, changed stables. This season he can do no wrong. He's had 4 successes from 5 outings. He is a course and distance winner in the past. His official rating was 53 when he set off his winning run. He's now up to 83, so he's very, very progressive. £30 progression is, virtually unheard of, isn't it? So, you know, he's certainly going the right way, and there's no reason why that progressive profile can't continue, because, you know, we haven't seen him a great deal on the track even this season with his 5 runs under his belt. So certainly a player, Sebastian's Wish. Again, I don't think it's quite as straightforward for him as it was the horse in the previous race. Tadweeda, David O'Meara's horse, is starting to really hit form now, and again, he's been a bit in the doldrums, this horse himself, but there could be a little bit more for him. Then you've got Your Kidding. She's a fantastic bay mare by Dalakani. She's very tough. She's very consistent. 7 successes from 35 outings. And again, she's on a mark of 98. That's what she won off earlier on the year. She did disappoint last time out, but again, that's nothing for a Mark Johnson horse not to bounce back to form. And 41 days since we last saw her. I think she's certainly a player. And the other horse I thought was interesting is Great Fighter, another course and distance winner. He was 5th of 9 at York last time out. And again, you know, things didn't quite pan out for him in that race. So he could have been counted slightly unlucky, I thought. And there could be a bit more to come from him as well, Great Fighter. So although there's only 6 going to post, I thought all of them had some form of chance. But if I got to pin McCullers to the mast, I'm going to take a chance with Your Kidding.
Okay, Your Kidding then getting the nod for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning, who did win this race in 2013 and 2014 with Party Line and Alex My Boy.
Oh, was that you?
That wasn't
me. Was
that
named after you?
Yes, I believe it was.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fabulous,
so,
darling. Fabulous.
Your Kidding, worth a lot. Although I will say, Pimmers, Sebastian's Wish is one of my favourite horses right now.
Is he?
Lovely. He's a huge beast.
Right, well, again, you know,
and he likes Musselburgh.
That's why his profile from 53 to 83 is not really bothering him then, because, you know, he can cope with that rise in the weights.
It is It's not odd, but it's just it just shows how good Keith Dalglish is.
Oh, he's very capable, yeah.
Because was with Richard Whittaker, rated 53, and was basically going nowhere. A few runs with moderate promise. Did finish second at Newcastle off 52. But then Keith's had it for five runs, and each of those runs has been superb. Interesting, was beaten by Great Fighter on the penultimate start, who, of course, reopposes on this occasion. But
yeah,
loves in at Musselburgh. Four of those five runs have been at Musselburgh.
Yeah.
Just so, so progressive.
Again, but sometimes you've got to be very careful. Like you say, he did no good for Richard Whittaker. But as you say, he's a big, big horse. Mm. So he might just have needed that time to come to his strength.
He's only a four-year-old.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So, and again, he might have a bit more to come from him yet once he builds into his frame.
But you're taking one with your kidding?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's a real tough thing, and I'd love her to get back to winning ways.
Your kidding then gets the nod for Pimmers in the 4 o'clock from Musselburgh. Our next port of call is Brighton for the 4:10.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to be beside the sea. Boom, boom.
Only if the weather's good, though.
Oof, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure I want to go to Brighton even if it was good.
Oh, really?
Not that I've been.
Have you not?
I think there's a place there where you don't have to wear your clothes, isn't there?
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that might tice me along, might it?
Yeah. Quite possibly. Mm. The Brighton Bullet over 6 furlongs, one of the feature contests of the year at Brighton. And this is typically competitive, isn't it? It's a wide open handicap. You could give a chance to most of them. Paula Victoire comes here, won the race in 2015. It's wide open for us.
Yeah, very, very competitive. One of the big races of the year at Brighton. And again, we're represented here by William Hill Towers by our very own Tom Morley's Upavon, who has been knocking on the door and hasn't quite opened for him. Whether he can bounce back to form tomorrow afternoon remains to be seen. He is a C&D winner in the past, and obviously, with Tom Morley, with Stuart Williams, follow the money.
Mm.
They are two shrewd operators, them fellows. So any market move for that one in the morning, get on that Morley bandwagon.
Okay.
That's for sure.
From a form perspective, we've got Highly Sprung, who comes off the back of a win last time out. We've also got the likes of Under the Covers. She's...
There's a song there, but I won't burst into it.
No, you can't. No.
No.
She's improving, though, and we were just looking at her form. She's only had the 6 runs so far.
Yeah, very, very unexposed, this daughter of Stimulation, and seems to be going the right way. One off 66. Handicapper took a dim view of that. Hiked her up £12 to 78, but she ran plenty well enough in defeat last time at Bath.
That was off 75 last time.
Was it off 75? All right.
Up nine and then up
she's
another
gone
three.
Up three for finishing second. So, yeah, she's obviously a progressive type. She had 44 days as well, which I think might just help her, just give her that little bit of a break to freshen up, and she's certainly a player. Highly Sprung, gelding by Zebedee, owned by Douglas Livingston, who's at based in Scotland, so I can't imagine Douglas.
That's a fair hike, isn't it?
Making that journey to Brighton to watch his horse run. But he's sure to be a player tomorrow afternoon. Sylvester, the all-conquering Sylvester D'Souza, doing the steering. So he's sure to be popular with plenty of punters up and down the country tomorrow, Highly Sprung. And the other one I thought was interesting, I couldn't have your Paula Victoire, to be fair. He's really gone off the boil of late. Mm. I thought the other one could be interesting was the Tony Carroll, stablemate of Paula Victoire, Oil de Tigre.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke French, Pimmers.
Ah, bonjour. No problem.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, this one's interesting. Again, Sophie Ralston takes £7 off its back. Ran well enough in defeat 21 days ago. And I just thought that one could run a big race more than likely at a reasonable price for us. So, Highly Sprung is my idea of the winner for Mark Johnson and Sylvester. But I thought number 12, Oil de Tigre, or whatever, number 12, could run a big race at reasonable money.
Okay. Highly Sprung as well, worth noting, has had one career run at Brighton and was beaten just into second. So at least handles the track.
Yeah, that's
obviously
right.
Obviously that is an unknown with some of these. And obviously Brighton is very much a horses for courses.
Yeah, definitely.
The final race we're going to focus on this edition of the podcast is in the evening. It comes from Haydock, the 7:15. I will just say, by the way, Two Clear on Friday comes from Brighton and Haydock. And this 7:15 is a nursery over 7 furlongs. It's a really interesting one as well because you've got some horses that showed good early season form and have maybe slightly tailed off a little bit. You've got some who certainly the best is yet to come. But there's only one last time out winner in the lineup, and that is Charlie Hill's Ross Neger.
Yeah, he's an interesting sort as well, son of Ifraj. Our very own Steve Drown, again, another member of the William Hill family when he was injured, takes the mount there. And again, certainly looks an interesting sort, held up last time out, and you know, came good at Foss last month. Again, the ground will be on the easy side there. Looks like he's got a progressive profile and certainly should well be a player tomorrow evening. Certainly one that you would put into the mix. As to what you say about Fox Rush Take Time, who again ran well enough in defeat again at Foss last. That was last week, 9 days ago, on the heavy ground. And again, Richard Guest got quite a good strike rate at Haydock Park, a 17% strike rate. So I certainly wouldn't leave Fox Rush Take Time out of your equation.
It's hard to know whether he's got better due to going handicapping or whether he relished the heavy ground last time out. It's difficult to know, isn't it?
I think maybe a bit of both, to be fair. Bit of both, yeah. So I think he's certainly one to be interested in. But I think you've got to look to Vijay, who had really good form early on in the season. Forget about the run at Goodwood. Nothing happened for him right at all. Put a line through it, pretend that never happened. And again, if that never happened, then he'd be coming here as a very, very hot favourite. And he'd be the one they've all got to beat, as I say, despite having a bad time of it at Goodwood. So top weight of 9 stone 10. Charlie Bishop and Mick Shannon teaming up. But I think Vijay, a course and distance winner, we'll get the job done tomorrow evening.
Top weight in a nursery as well.
Indeed.
Okay. Can you spin us through your four fancies? Two at Musselburgh, one at Brighton, and one at Haydock on Friday.
So we're doing like a whirlwind tour.
Well, yeah, we're going all over the shop.
Of the UK tomorrow, starting at Musselburgh with 2:30, and a Rumshack is my idea of the winner there. At 4 o'clock in the Mile and Five Handicap, it's You're Kidding. And then down to Brighton for the Brighton Bullet, one of the feature races of the season at Brighton, going for another Mark Johnson horse in the shape of Highly Sprung for Scottish owner Douglas Livingston. And in the 7:15 at Haydock Park, sticking with the top weight, Vijay.
Great stuff from us. Make sure you tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio tomorrow. Dave Kellner in the presenter's chair, joined by Craig Forsyth and Kevin O'Malley, taking you through all of the best of the action on Friday afternoon and evening. Thank you very much for joining me, Pimmers.
My pleasure. I love doing the podcast. I do it so little. It's always nice to get a little extra few minutes on William Hill Radio.
Let's fade him down now. I think that's enough for Pimmers. And listeners, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.